And we're told very specifically that birds, different groups of birds are different. But on top of 156, Archimedes says about line 7, they are one of the birds who have parliaments, you know, and a social system, and they have laws. And so again, we should learn from these groups. They go on then, again, kind of get bogged down into, you know, what are the best birds? Archimedes likes pigeons, not because they taste good, which they do, but rather because he refers to them as being like Quakers, being peace lovers. So our author loves that. And then they talk about language, and this just goes on and on and on. And I think it's getting back to that with Robin Wood, that everything you read in books you don't necessarily need to believe, that some of the stuff is wrong, because here you have Merlin holding forth on how birds have language, and Archimedes, who of course is a bird, is kind of being ignored. Merlin's saying, you don't know what you're talking about. I read so-and-so said, and these are all people who are saying these things. Kay you know, we've all had friends like this. It's like, hello, anybody there? And at the longest, at the end of this long conversation about birds, and he's like, oh, you know, birds are kind of cool. I kind of wondered, I moved just before school started, and where we live now is really neat with different kinds of birds. But I do miss where we did live. There were a couple big families of crows. And there was an interesting article in the Springfield paper, oh gosh, could have been a couple of years ago now, but I don't know, any of you know anything about crows? I really didn't, but crows are songbirds, and crows have extended families and evidently live in the same place their whole lives, and they'll know you. They have all these different sounds, and they said if you go out and talk to crows, that they'll get so they identify you and they'll talk back to you. It was a really interesting article, and they said that the problem that people have a bad view of crows is because they're kind of like my St. Bernard puppy. They're omnivores. They eat anything.